Hello, welcome to the Dirt Shed Show, everybody. Today, we are going to be discussing, do we buy a bike for the 1% of the riding we do, or the 99%? Hello, and welcome to the Dirt Shed Show, all with myself, Rich Payne, and...
myself, Felix Ryan.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, all good. How was your weekend?
Very good, very good. Rode a bit of motorbike, a bit of mountain bike. For family stuff. It was all good. You?
Did it all. Yeah, I was good. And obviously, before the weekend, we were out in Girona in Spain. Whole team.
Mad, wasn't it? Mad week. Yeah, all of us were out there creating some amazing content. So keep your eyes peeled for that coming up. But this week, we're chatting about...
whether or not you are buying your bike for 1% of your riding or 99% of your riding. So what we're discussing about this is... I feel there's a lot of people out there riding big old burly enduro bikes, but on trails that don't necessarily warrant it. And the reason they're buying it for that is for their sort of one bike trip of the year, where they go on like a bike holiday to Wales or a bike trip to the Alps. They're having that one big burly bike.
That's it.
And I guess like, what should you do? Should you buy a bike for 1% of the time or should you buy it for 99% of the time?
So, yeah, this topic came about because I was chatting to a buddy of mine in Jersey. Jersey, for those who don't know, is a tiny channel island off the coast of France. It's 9 by 5 mile and there ain't a lot of elevation there, people. I'll be honest with you. A lot of single track. But I've got friends out there who've got downhill bikes and they never use them except for the 1 week kind of trip or maybe 2 weeks if their wife will let them to the Alps.
Okay.
Terrible bike for out there, but so much fun when they're there.
I was going to say, for me, this conversation, downhill bike is the one exemption. I would always, always want to have a downhill bike ready and raring to go because they are the best. The best. But obviously, that is a luxurious position to be in. And not everyone can be in that position of having two bikes. So I guess, like you say, if you're sitting in somewhere very, very flat,
very flat.
A bit.
Yeah, pointless. And it's the same. I've got other friends out there and they're very lovely, but some of them are on big enduro bikes. And again, it's the places like an XC bike, downcountry, hate that word, or a trail bike is perfect. Yeah. And I was chatting to them and it got me thinking, you know, like, are they getting a bike for that kind of one time they might come over here to mainland UK and shred some bike parks or go to the Alps or something? The rest of the time, that bike is... unnecessary, overkill, unwarranted if you're fat.
Yeah.
And if you're fact. That's not
if
even...
if you're fat. No, if...
don't know what that was.
They're just less fun, aren't they? They're just... You're not maximising the amount of enjoyment you could potentially have by running a bike that is maybe more appropriate for your everyday riding.
Exactly.
I would agree with that. And I think that the reason that people potentially overbike, if we're going to call it that, but the reason that people would choose to have a bike that's maybe more capable is because of when they go on holiday or when they are just riding, they almost want a get out of jail free card. And
there is that, agreed.
I use it lightly, the get out of jail free card, because obviously it won't get out of every situation, but when you ride a bike with more suspension, things like that, you are just able to be a little bit less precise and potentially like get away with it more.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, more mistakes. It's more forgiving of your mistakes. And the way I kind of refer to that is golf. And I know, well, mountain biking, golf, I know I'm going off on a tangent here.
Okay, go on. I'll hang in there for a sec.
People who play golf once in a blue moon, they're going to... most of the time sit there and they're going to use a driver to get themselves as close to the green as possible because they're just like, well...
it whacks it the furthest, I guess.
Exactly. It whacks it the furthest and they just want to get there as close as they can.
Yeah.
But the reality is, if you played loads, you would potentially be able to go as far and be as accurate, more accurate by hitting the ball straighter with another golf club. Now, that's the end of my golf analogy knowledge. I think it's the same in mountain biking. You and I ride bikes a lot.
Yeah, true.
And so we can potentially get away with riding something that is slightly less travel down something that's maybe
something gnarlier. That requires a bit more finesse, are we saying?
Exactly.
I think, I think you're absolutely right. I do think a element, quite a large proportion of it, a skill, the element of skill does come into choosing what bike you have. It's the same when the Forester Dean, you'll have seen, we filmed it plenty, is a great example. We see a lot of people on huge enduro bikes and You know, we see a lot of downhill bikes there, and the downhill runs there, not very, you know, I wouldn't have said it's necessary for them, but maybe that's what they feel most comfortable on or fastest on, or that, like you said, they can kind of get away with a little bit more and they're willing to take. I think it's this next part where the compromise is taking the hit on the other proportion of riding that they do. So they love to blast it down the runs, which lasts for maybe 2-3 minutes, depending where you are. But then you got a 20-minute ride up, half an hour push up, and they're willing to sacrifice that part of the ride for that 2-3 minutes, I'm guessing.
You and I probably aren't the best to argue that, because we raced for a long time, pedaling up for 2.5 hours
did some of them liaisons.
On some hefty old steeds. But I kind of agree. And the other thing with this, I guess the question is the reason we're having this discussion because of the way that technology has evolved? You know, the capabilities of bikes is getting better across the board. So it's getting better in terms of the trail bikes are getting more capable.
Yes.
And then the enduro bikes are getting lighter.
I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah, they are 100%, you know, and their efficiency on trail bikes. And there's 100% as well. What we can't sort of overlook is a cost factor in this as well.
For sure.
You know, someone has to have one bike. They want to enjoy it, right? I'd be exactly the same. If I was down to one, it probably would be an enduro bike nowadays. I would happily pedal a slightly heavier enduro bike up a hill to be able to hammer it back down, ride bike parks, do the Alps, do the uplift days. All right, a cross-country epic that I do love to do is going to be pretty hard work.
It's going to be hard work.
But I probably would sacrifice a few of those other styles of riding and elements to cycling for the major smiles of it.
Yeah.
Especially, like you said, the cost. You know, a lot of people, it's a luxury item, mountain biking, and it's even more luxurious having more than one bike. So I think that is a huge factor that plays on people's minds. But let us know in the comments down below. Do you purchase or do you choose your bike based around 1% of the riding you do or 99%? I'd love to hear from you.
Right, and into the news. So first up, we have a new EMTB conversion kit by Crank MTB.
Okay.
So hear me out, this is crazy. So you have an e-bike that you can essentially remove the motor and the battery, and then they've designed a really, really cool sort of crank system that you bolt into the plate in place of it, and it turns your e-bike into a conventional pedal bike. So you're asking...
I've got so many questions.
Yeah, you're asking, why would you do that? Right, well, main reason is travel.
Okay, so, well, yeah.
Biggest letdown of e-bikes is, of course, that they don't fly so well, or people don't.
At all,
fly.
It's the batteries, isn't it? You can't fly the batteries.
Exactly.
All right, I get it.
So, again, talking about that one bike, you know, if you've only got one bike, this is a pretty cool solution. So it'll allow you to ride your e-bike when you're at home. Then if your mates want to go to Moors and you want to sit on a chairlift, whack it out, whacking you one in and go.
All right, okay. Yeah, I mean, do you know what? It seems like a niche product.
Yes.
I was reading on the notes here. It's only available for certain systems, obviously, so it depends what motor you're currently running. So I think it was a Bosch, Specialized, and DJI is what they cover at the moment. I mean, you get two bikes for one, maybe. But surely if you're buying an e-bike, it's because you want an e-bike? Not to be a hater, but...
No, for sure, I get that. But I have got, you know, friends out there who've got an e-bike, they love riding it, and then it comes to... Oh, my friends who aren't on e-bikes are going on a trip and I want to go as well, but I then can't take my bike, and then they're into hiring bikes and it's a lot of extra cost. Whereas this, as much as it is a cost, it's a pretty cool solution. I think pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm all for sort of people trying new things. It's how industries and progression work. So why not give it a whirl? Right, moving on. Vittoria Tire News. Now, they've got some new gravel tires. Don't switch off. Stay with us, please, because some people out there do ride gravel. Adam over on Tech is screaming right now. He's loving this. Basically, this is a Tirano range of tyres. They've now got the new Tirano Pro Gravel range, consisting of the T10, T30, T50, and T60, which kind of go from, sort of, we'll call it hard pack, kind of smooth gravel riding, all the way through to sort of looser, more coarse terrain, as they put it. Now, these are available in 35, 40, and 45C at the moment. We work in inches still here, and I'm not really sure what that equates to, but 50s and 55s, Al, the cameraman's looking at me like, oh, you don't know that, dumbass, but 50s and 55s are coming soon, and Vittoria claim they're 5% faster, 19% more grippy, and have 18% more puncture protection.
I'll tell you who'd agree with that. I'll tell you who would agree with that, James. He did a test. Everyone's loving gravel tyres and cross country. So, you know, not just for your gravel bike, for your cross country bike as well.
And I was sceptical as to sort of how they tested these things. But actually, Vittoria do have some insane test lab facilities where they put, you know, say their existing one on a certain test bed, push the limits of it, and then put the new one in. Yeah, that's how they got those figures. So there you go, for sort of the XC gravelers amongst us. You've got that. And now it's time for silly season. It kicks off.
My favourite time of the year.
It's kicking off,
isn't it? Yes, it is indeed. So first up, we have Dakota Norton, rumoured to be off Mondraker.
Rumours.
And the man with the high bars, where is he going to go?
Yeah, there's nothing confirmed, but there, I've heard the Frameworks 5 dev team banded about, and potentially Gwyn Racing. That's like some all-American teams
That's going on there.
Yeah. Valley Hole off to Commonsal Schwoll.
Yeah, I think that one's pretty close to confirmed. I mean, obviously with the YT mob dissolving and, you know, no contracts out there, I think, you know, she's been pretty open about where she might be
going. I mean, that's a heck of a sign for that team, if true.
I mean, yeah, Commonsal are coming out swinging again.
Nothing but big guns,
And then next up, we have Oisin O'Callaghan.
Another YT ex-mob.
Again, sort of on the rumour mill, going to Trek.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's good. Yeah, I think that'll be really good for Trek, to be honest. I think they've got an incredible team, but they haven't just quite had that podium or that number one winning rider for a little while.
They've been doing a lot of prototype development. I think they might be one to watch out for next year.
Yeah, right. We'll quickly tick off the last mobster, Andy Cole.
Yep.
Confirmed. This one's not even
already
out. Yeah, absolutely confirmed. It's out there. Santa Cruz Syndicate. So I don't know if it's a one in one out there. We'll have to wait and see. But he's on the syndicate, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And then finally, we have Dylan Maples rumoured to be leaving Commonsal Muckoff to join Frameworks. Again, all American team. Reason for that, rumoured to be the Alrans coming in. Now, obviously, those two are flying and I cannot wait to see them race. Max is rumoured to be joining the Commonsal Muckoff team in place of Dylan. And then Till.
Yeah.
Rumoured to be on the Les Ors team with Valley. So both those teams are going to be receiving some fast riders.
Commonsal out there just making it rain money at the moment. Yeah, I mean, they are spending the cash.
They are indeed. The next one, though, you are going to be very excited about. So Nuke Proof, obviously.
Those are the days.
You love them.
Yeah.
And Nuke Proof are back and rumoured to have a World Cup team in 2026. That is big news.
I'm looking forward to seeing who's on that. Obviously, channel partner for a very long time. Big love for them.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see, you know, they've stepped away, what they come back with.
Their prototype bike looks very, very tasty. So, pretty cool there.
Yeah, stay tuned for more news next week. It is now time for
Hacks and Bodges.
Some good singing, Ferg. I like that. And we're coming in strong with a big bodge here. Now remember, your submissions could win you a prize up to the value of £50 from the GMEN shop. So it's worth sending them in. And the uploader to Hacks and Bodges is linked down below. But one from Stephen Smith is
pretty special.
Well, I mean, wow. It basically, what you can see on your screen now is a Topeak pump bodged to hold his seat up. Now, I'll give you, it's a long explanation, but basically, on a ride, massive loop, Stephen says that his seat post failed. He wanted to use a stick, a branch, couldn't find one, so the trusty Topeak mini pump came in. Tool strap to hold it in place. It says it got him home. I mean, that's a good bodge.
That's what he's
like wedged it in the rails.
I like it. I think that's pretty cool.
It's a strong start. That's a heck of a bodge.
Okay, next up we have Tom Thompson with a bike stand. Now, Tom has said, with all the changing wheel diameters and, you know, things like that, we are going from 5-inch fat bikes all the way to road tires. this new bike stand takes them all. And what's more, it folds away. So it looks like it's an adjustable bike stand.
Yeah, and stainless steel as well. I mean,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd say that's a hack. I think that's a hack, that one. That's sure. like, that's pretty good. It takes some work to make, you know. But hey, well done. Nice. It's, you know, like it's a contender. It's strong. And last but by no means least, Jared Long has sent this one. And now, to the uninitiated, it looks like fork stanchion covers, I'm guessing. But basically, he's a software engineer. He says he's always dealing with a lot of cables and has like this cable tidy stuff. Basically, he cut some to fit on his stanchions to make cleaning or whatnot easier. I mean,
I'm going to be harsh on this one.
Not feeling that one from Jared.
The days of stanchion covers have been and very much are gone.
Yeah.
Let
it's the like stanchion... them rubber boots. Do you remember the rubber boots exactly. as well?
Let the stanchion free.
Okay.
Let it breathe.
All right. Well, look, we do need to pick a winner out of these two for that prize, like I said, from the shop. Which are we going for? We got three very different ones. You're going to have to choose.
I want to go with...
Quick, choose.
I want to go with Stephen Smith.
Stephen Smith.
It's a bodge, but I love it. I love it. I think it's a trail day saver and it's something that if my dropper or anything like that ever fails, I'm going to be using it.
Yeah. Got it in there. Hey, congratulations. Don't forget, send us your details to claim us that prize. And please keep the hacks and bodges coming into the uploader link below. Okie dokie, it's the time of the show where we highlight some things we like this week. And you got a couple actually to kick us off with, right?
Rich, I've got some bangers. Yeah. Right, so first up, we have Wes Sends.
Yes.
This new style young shredder. He's about 10 or 11 years old,
something like that.
Yeah,
he is. He's a young
one. And he's done the biggest step up to stoppy and manual lander.
He's killing it. Kids these days are mad.
Can you imagine having those skills at that age?
Oh, well, I'd love to have them now, to be honest.
That's a good point.
I'd love to have those skills. Now. Wes Sends. I followed him actually the other day because I thought I'd like Fred, my son, to be that good one day. I thought, he's only 1 year old at the moment.
I'd like
so it's
to
a
be
bit
good
ambitious.
That day,
yeah. yeah, right.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's cool. Right, next up. Some trials action from a name I'm going to let Ferg pronounce.
Tomomi Nishikubo.
That's pretty good attempt, buddy. I like that. Good work.
And this is really, really cool. It's a trampoline edit.
Yeah.
So he's just bouncing like around the place. It's creative and I'm into trampolines, so there you go. Bikes and trampolines.
Why not? And he's very good, isn't he, to be fair? He's creative. Yeah, lastly, my one that I like this week is a new race that's coming for 2026. It's the Trans Caledonia. It's a multi-stage...
run by one of our friends.
Exactly, yeah.
Chris Hutchins, big shout out. He is organised. It looks amazing.
Multi-day sort of enduro-style race across Scotland, all in kind of all-inclusive hotels, transfers. It just looks really fun and I think hopefully more... I really like races like this and there's... more to do. There's only 80 places as well, so entries go live soon. If you're keen for something like that, have a little look.
Best of Scotland.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, I can guarantee they're wicked trails. And that is some things we like this week.
And time to move on to this week's caption contest.
Yes, which is also your chance to win a prize again, up to the value of 50 quid from the GMBN shop. So it's worth submitting those captions in the comments down below. Now, last week's picture was this of Adam. Just stuck under his bike. Don't really know what's going on there.
Pretty insane.
Yeah, not sure why, but we've got some great captions which you guys have submitted. Shred Bikes Pet Kitties.
I mean, yeah.
Open to interpretation, that one. GMBN Tech Tips on how to be a power... What? Hang on. GMBN Tech Tips on how to be a power bottom in your relationship with your bike.
Wow.
This bike may be on top, but I'm setting the pace. Now, I may have read that a bit special, but that makes no sense to me. Does that make sense to you?
No comment. I don't know what to say about that one. But
Wow, crikey.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Moving on, next one.
We have Cameron S523. However, for most people, inspecting your bike chain from the top side would be perfectly adequate. I mean, he's not wrong.
Not at all. And then Andrew Gardner, could you hand me the oil filter spanner, please?
Oh, you know that one. That's a moto
it.
Special.
Yeah, that is
all
it.
All right.
Right, we've got to pick a winner, though.
Go on, then.
No, you're
I dare
right. you.
You
go first.
I dare you.
Shred Bikes Pets Kitties. Congratulations, you are the winner. Don't forget to send us your details to claim your prize. and for your chance to win a prize next week. Here is this week's caption contest picture.
Oh.
You can only imagine what's about to happen there. That is our good man Adamski on tech once again. Just going almost wrong, maybe wrong. You have to wait and find out on that one. But don't forget, submit those captions in the comments below.
And this brings us on to the bike vault.
Bike vault.
Wow. I mean, look, choir boy right there. Anyway, so last week, James managed to get his way and he requested cross-country bikes.
Yes, and we do have some in here, don't we?
We do have some. I'm well out of my depth here, but I'll get involved anyway.
Yeah, go for it. Okay, go on. Who have we got first?
So first up, we have Zachary Carter with a... Oh, wait, before... Whoa.
We nearly did it again.
Nearly did it again. So we have Zachary Carter with an Orbea Oise.
Yeah.
I can see that one. I know one of them. I've been on one.
you should hope so. It's your job.
I know. I've ridden one of them. Very nice looking Oise. Where is it?
Just near Russian River in California.
Wow.
Nice view. Decided to take a picture of my Oise. I made sure to put it on the drive side for Rich.
I mean, come on. Yes.
Nice. That's exactly. Thank you very much. That's a strong
start.
What
we got next?
Next, we've got a Trek. Who's this from? Sorry. This is from Matt Hetterly. Now, this is a Trek Top Fuel 8. Basically, he bought it as his steel hardtail was getting too much of a beating for an aging fella, he puts.
We're all there.
Upgrades carbon. Rental bars, Ergon saddle, OG equipment otherwise, said rides amazing. It's cool. That's a nice for me.
It's a nice. I think that's nice. It's solid.
Matt, thank you for sending that in.
Next up, we have a hardcore hardtail.
Wow.
From Patrick Sedoma. Yeah, so look at that. This is...
Looking for a budget hardtail, he says. All round flat roads, sexy adventures, found a good deal. 900 new.
It's a Stevens... Devil Trail 2024.
Yeah, very American, I think.
Yeah.
Very American. We don't see many of those over our neck of the woods. Don't get many of them around these parts.
See.
But that's cool.
What is that?
That's for full Somerset from over there. RockShox Recon Gold, Dior 1x12, Magura MT5. So £900. That's the same price as my XE AliExpress video I just did.
There you go. What would you rather?
That looks literally solid. So I'm going to give that a super nice. Yeah. I quite like the purple accents on
this
too.
Yeah, I like it. Purple matching. It's even got the oak components levers on his MT5.
Oh, wow. Upgrades. Nice. Upgrades. Right, next we have got this from Pedro Alves. Now this looks pretty good. Rock Rider Race 940S. Again, not something we're too familiar with around here. So thank you for sending this in. Sid Lux, Reynolds XC Wheels, SRAM Access, GX, SRAM Motives.
Very, very nice. And it's on the beach, which makes a change.
With this sneaky old school KTM downhill bike tucked off the side, I think this has got to be a super nice, isn't it? Go on.
Keeping us happy. We got a downhill bike.
Yeah, Pedro, thank you very much. What have we got now?
Next up, we have another hardcore hardtail from Cole Jerome.
Okay.
It's a cube hardtail?
It is, yeah.
Very nice. So Jerome says, please feature me. I'm 13 and loving riding from Western Oz.
Yeah, boy.
Very nice. Well, we have featured you and lots of love.
Yeah.
So that is amazing. That is such a cool... I love the Tamils.
Yeah, wicked. Ah, it's always cool to hear from people so far away. Thank you very much for sending that in, Cole, and happy shredding for that.
Super nice.
Yeah,
yes,
super nice, mate.
Sure.
Cheers. Right, this is Sean Evans, and this is another Trek. This looks like, I was going to call it a Roscoe, but I don't...
What was it called?
Pro Calibre. Yeah, that's the one. The Pro Calibre, of course.
My lack of XC knowledge.
Yeah, it got me on that one. From South Africa, 2025 Pro Calibre 6. Aluminium version, that's what threw me off slightly. Absolute XC machine, and is way better bike than the Rider.
We are getting some worldwide
postings. We forget we're a global mountain bike network.
I do.
Beautiful. Yeah, this is awesome. That is a solid build, though. Again, do you know what?
Super nice.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Go on. Bang. That's awesome.
Finally, we have another Orbea Oise.
And I actually had this colour as well once.
There we go. From Jared Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
It's near Chairless. I like that. I'm really liking it.
Oh, okay. Local ski hit in Michigan.
Michigan. Wow. DI2. Oof.
XL frame, just like me, bud. Nice. Although he's 6'5". I'm only 6 foot and ride an XL. That's interesting.
Yeah, horses for courses.
Yeah, people
but
for bikes.
That looks unbelievable, and I love the view.
Blue skies.
I want to get riding there. It'd be nice.
Should we super nice it to end on?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, thank you very much, Jared, for sending that in. As always, keep those bikes coming into Bike Vault for your chance to be featured. The uploader is linked in the description down below. But we are near the end of the show, but people, don't go anywhere just yet, because we've got some cool things coming up on the channel this week. A lot of them involving this guy.
So, first up, we have... Okay, it's a big one. I took Adam, our resident GMBN Tech presenter. He's a lover of gravel, and I took him downhilling.
Wow.
And things got pretty out of hand.
Yes.
So
they did.
I won't spoil it.
I feel like our caption contest photo is a clue.
Yes, just a small clue. But that's coming up this week.
Now, we've just done a bike vault all about cross-country bikes. But, Ferg, you think XC bikes are a bit shit?
Yeah. So, obviously, I love downhill. And James and yourself have been trying to convince me, XC, it's so good. And all I see is pain. Anyway, all I see is pain. But James managed to convince me to get in the Lycra once again.
You love it.
And go for a ride out in Spain.
Oh,
so
I look forward to seeing that one.
It was a mixture of fun.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun, actually.
It often is.
But my opinion still stands, I think. Well, or does it?
Wow, right. Yeah, you know where to watch the videos, people. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, we'll see you later.